Welcome to Nonprofit Showcase. This is Fred Black, your host, and we're on 97.9 FM WCHL. And our guest today is the longtime executive director of Empowerment, Ms. Dolores Bailey. Welcome, Dolores.
Thank you, Fred. I'm so glad to be here.
Empowerment. That's an action word. What is empowerment?
It absolutely is action. We are empowering communities and neighborhoods and individuals to determine their destinies through affordable housing, affordable rental, economic development, and community organizing.
Okay. And how did Empowerment get started?
1996, two MSW students.
MSW?
Master's of Social Work.
At UNC Chapel Hill.
UNC Chapel Hill. One black, one white. And that's significant because the passion that they had for the communities that they worked with, the Northside community, Pine Knolls community, Broad Street community, traditionally African-American communities that were in 1996 falling into disrepair.
And they wanted to bring people together.
They wanted to continue the tradition that those neighbors already had. And that's key. What people need to understand is empowerment was there to assist the preservation of the communities.
Mm-hmm. So it was centered on particular neighborhoods, bringing people together. And so that got into the community building.
Yes. What was happening was, if you'll recall, Northside is probably McMaster Street, McDade, North Graham, Sunset. Those areas were falling into disrepair. Some of the owners had passed away. Some of them had moved away. And there were older folk in the neighborhood who cared but were tired mm-hmm. of the fight. So, yes, that's exactly what they did. They started looking at homes. After the first attempt was at around community organizing, though, was bringing those souls back together, those like souls.
And have conversations about what could be done.
And in the disrepair, there was a lot of bad things happening in the neighborhood. Yeah. So the police were involved. And so the community organizing that Empowerment was a part of, which is now community outreach, was around pulling those neighbors back to the table, helping them talk to each other, and helping them talk to the police.
And then all of a sudden, there was the influx of student residents.
Absolutely, because as with anything, if it's not attended to, then someone will come in and recognize the opportunity to develop. And that's exactly what was happening. So Empowerment was on the early stages before the developers had come, but they came soon after. Empowerment started in 96. I'm sure the developers and slight gentrification started happening around 2000.
When did you start buying houses in the neighborhood to be able to resell rather than having speculators make them rentals?
Probably about 97, 98, not very long after that, because we recognized that was part of the problem. Community organizing happened first, then looking at the houses around, looking to see which ones of them needed to be repaired. And we got government assistance so we could offer them back to low to moderately income families.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to just being rentals for students. And
as opposed to just falling apart, mm-hmm. which was part of the problem.
At what point, then, did you go on to the next stage of having the economic development piece?
By 2002, we had built the building, the Midway Business Center, at 109 North Graham Street. And again, if you know any of the history of the Northside area, that was the thriving area for business, for black businesses.
A lot of small businesses operated.
Lots of them. And actually, Empowerment is located where the pool hall used to be. Mm-hmm. But in 2002, we opened the doors to a two-story brick building, 12 different offices. We opened that up to our targeted audience, and owners were minorities and women. Not only that, but that for that reason, because those were the owners that would have a difficult time walking into a bank and saying, take a chance on me.
And I need a facility to operate. So how many spaces could you put businesses in?
12.
And this is one of our first incubators, then.
It was the first incubator of Orange County.
And you had different size offices that people can go in.
Large, medium, even storefront on Graham Street.
And how long could they stay in the incubator?
In the incubator, they could stay 3 years, four possibly. And the intention was not to keep them, but to incubate them, let them
then
grow.
Give them a nudge.
Give them a nudge and help them develop relationships. So we were always in contact with UNC's business school. We were always in contact with the small
business. So you provided services to those
absolutely,
in the incubator.
Absolutely.
We marketing, had advertising, research.
Tutoring, and we made them, in their agreement, they had to agree to grow and to take classes. And then we brought seminars in that taught people about marketing and about, you know, how to manage your books, which is always key for a small business.
Mm-hmm.
We brought in legal fees for them, legal services for them. So it was about helping that business grow. So we probably have seen over 500 businesses in one capacity or the other.
What would you consider one of the great success stories from the incubator?
Actually, H&R Reed Consulting. It was Harvey Reed, who passed away about 2 years ago, came in. Harvey had a wonderful story in that he had been military. He had also been on welfare. He had turned his life around and turned his situation around and consulted people who had been in that situation about their finances. He wrote a book about it. He taught seminars. He taught classes. He worked for the county. He worked for the town. He was a huge success. And like I say, unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago, but the lives that he touched, he taught people how to learn to manage their budgets and to make budgets and not be afraid of it.
And you have a program that you'll be repeating here soon when students come back to the neighborhood, and that's part of the community development piece, right?
Absolutely. The Good Neighbor Initiative?
Yes.
So probably about 7 or 8 years ago, we were realizing the students were coming in. There were different things going on, and it wasn't a happy mix between the owners and or the full-time employees or residents of the neighborhood and the temporary residents. What we wanted to do, empowerment in the community and the police department, created an initiative called the Good Neighbor Initiative, where at the beginning, in the middle of August, when the students start to move in, we would go out, walk those streets, and welcome them to Northside and Pine.
And the university gets involved in that process.
The university came aboard not many years after that. It's a huge influence that they have because those are their students. Now, we have a thing called the community outreach meeting, which was community watch meetings, but the university started coming to the community outreach meetings and started participating and started listening, going, yes, we are responsible for these students, and we take our responsibility very seriously.
And you give them all a goodie bag with information.
Absolutely.
And where to go for help. And
the intention is to engraft them into the community, help them understand that Northside, Pine Knolls, is just like when you live at home.
It's a community.
It's a community.
And has it worked?
Yes, it has. And number one, the people who are part of the Good Neighbor Initiative has grown tremendously. Now we have the Downtown Partnership that's a part of it. We've got Northside Community. We have Carborough that comes out. And that will be happening the first day, well, the one day before classes start, August the 15th, I think. We're going to walk around the neighborhood. But it has grown that way. Students have come aboard. The sororities and the fraternities are a part of the walk around and welcoming students. It's very big now.
So yes. Sense of community, developing that whole thing. So just because you're renting here, you're still part of the community.
Absolutely.
And get to meet your new neighbors and all of that. Hey, Dolores, we're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back. This is Nonprofit Showcase with Fred Black. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is Fred Black, and we're on 97.9 FM WCHL, and we're with Dolores Bailey, the executive director of our local organization, Empowerment. And Dolores was telling us about some of our programs, but there's another program that's just about wrapping up for the summer, and which one is that, Dolores?
That is our Career Explorers program, Fred. It is a program that's been going on for 12 years, created to help students to actually to match students with local business owners. And the intent is to teach the students skills and also to share with the business owners what kind of raw and natural talent we have right here in the community.
Coming out of our schools.
Absolutely.
Well, it just so happened that we found an explorer walking down the hall, and we have her in with us, and it is Jasmine Flack. Jasmine, you've been working at WCHL is a career explorer. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And tell us a little bit more about what you've been doing this summer.
So this summer I've been working at WCHL, and I've been helping out with stuff around the office and writing articles for the Chapelboro website. And I've learned a lot about what goes into running a radio station, and it's been really interesting.
Is this your first job, or have you had other jobs?
I have had other jobs.
So
yes.
Going to work is something that you've already experienced.
Yes.
Yeah. And where did you go to high school?
I went to high school at Chapel Hill High.
Chapel Hill High.
And I just graduated.
And how did you know about this program?
Last summer, I interned at Empowerment. And so they told me about this program, and that's how I
So did you come and interview and they selected you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they said, we want you? Well, that must have felt pretty good.
There was an application process, and I turned in my application, and then I had an interview, and they paired me with WCHL.
And so you've been very busy all summer because we know this has been a very busy place.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do after the Career Explorers comes to an end?
I start college at Columbia University in the fall. So I'm moving in about 3 weeks.
And what do you want to study?
I'm majoring in political science.
Well, that is a great discipline and just happens to be one of mine. What would you tell any of those colleagues from the high schools in our area about the value of doing this kind of a program?
I think it's really important to build working skills while you're in high school, because once you get out of college and during college, you have to work. And programs like this teach you a lot, and they're super valuable, and it's really nice to do opposed to sitting around all summer just hanging out. You actually learn things and get to interact with people in the community, and it's really nice.
And you probably met a lot of people, too.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Dolores, how do you get the money to do this kind of a program?
Fred, this year, we're always looking under rocks and things, but this year we had two huge sponsors, and that was Family Success Alliance.
Now, who are they?
They are the Orange County's newest anti-poverty initiative. They're supported by United Way and by the Orange County Commissioners. It is a direct attempt to pull other nonprofits together and other working groups and communities together to attack poverty. And I'm not sure if people understand and know that while Orange County is one of the richest counties, we also have one of the highest poverty rates in the state of North Carolina at 16.8%. That is even higher than the national rate. So the Family Success Alliance is helping to address that. We have the model of crib to college. So we're helping families take their young people from crib to college. Mm-hmm. And we're working with the family around wrapping
services. So they're helping you.
That.
And how many explorers are there this summer?
We had 16 career explorers this year, which is unheard of, which is a really good number. But there's another organization that also supported us, and that's the Stroud Roses Foundation. And they have always been very, very supportive of the Career Explorers program. So I have to take this time just to say thank you for all of those minds and all of those hearts who understand that we are taking the raw talent of Chapel Hill's high schools and putting them into real working situations and teaching them real working skills and life skills. That's major.
Yeah, well, you were sitting there one day when the CEO of the chamber said that our high school graduates was Chapel Hill Carrboro's greatest export. We graduate them, send them out, and many of them never come back because of jobs and housing and other issues. So what are some of the other jobs that explorers are doing this summer?
We have a partnership, and we call our business partners with Luna Pops in Hillsboro. We also have an intern working at PFAB, which is the agricultural lab in Hillsboro. We've got someone working at OWASA has been a huge supporter this year and has got several people there. There is a Hispanic attorney who wanted a career explorer, and so he's gotten a career explorer for this summer. Just lots of places. Jasmine, can you think of some of the other spots where we have people?
They're all over, huh?
Boomerang.
Okay.
Has
There's
a career explorer.
There's someone at the daycare that's next to Boomerang.
Oh, yeah. Amity Church daycare mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to have a big wrap-up of this program?
We are so excited. At the end of this program, we are going to have a Shark Tank. So the students have been broken up into groups, and they have all come up with ideas for businesses, and they're going to pitch them to a panel. And at the end of that, we're going to decide who has the best
idea. Sort of like the TV show.
Exactly like the TV show.
Now, that sounds very creative. What else is going on in Empowerment's life? I know you've got all kinds of meetings. You're doing education, too, for rental property living and all of that.
One of the things I'm really proud of, Fred, is how Empowerment is encompassing the whole community and the whole family. So as we prepared people for home ownership, there was always a counseling piece that went with that. As we have shifted our goals now towards more rental, we are property managers. We own 39 rental units throughout Orange County. 39 that we own, and we're trying to grow that because it's not enough. But a part of that is education. People need to understand how to have budgets, even in a rental situation. Mm-hmm. They need to understand how much of their
income. Buy insurance.
Absolutely. absolutely. How much money they really should be paying towards rent, as opposed only 30% of your income should go towards housing, not 50%, which is sad commentary on what people are doing in this
area. So you're doing that education piece and helping.
Before we rent to anyone, we educate them towards ownership.
Well, that's pretty impressive because we know it's needed.
It really is.
And you have rentals that you are managing that you don't own, too.
That's correct. We are right now managing about six other privately owned homes. We're looking for more. There is such a need for affordable rentals in the Chapel Hill, Orange County area. We can't supply it enough. We're reaching out through Justice United, through Family Success Alliance. We're asking people and congregations to help us. If you own a home and you're going to rent it out, consider letting Empowerment manage it so that we can put a low.
Like any other property management firm, you collect the rent. You deal with the issues.
We take the turnover. We handle all of that. Yes.
Well, you know, we've got to take another break, believe it or not. So this is Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and I'm with Dolores Bailey, who is our Executive Director of Empowerment. We were talking about all these programs, and you have a major event that we haven't talked about yet. So let's talk about this event.
Fred, we are so excited to tell people about our Open Doors, Exploring the Opportunities gala that we will be having November 13th at the Friday Center. We are celebrating 20 years of excellent community service in the Orange and Chatham County. It will be at the Friday Center. Tickets will be $60. We are going to do something special this year. We will be honoring a Chapel Hill icon, Mama Mildred Council Dip, who has been around Chapel Hill for forever, but just her spirit, her community spirit, the things that she is passionate about is community, and we parallel in that.
Well, if somebody doesn't know who Mama Dips is, they probably shouldn't be coming to the event, right? Who doesn't know?
Who doesn't know? I mean, yeah. She's not just...
20 years you're celebrating. So how are you going to pull this off? What's the hook?
Well, here's the hook. We are inviting people to participate, to donate to Empowerment in a form of honoring the person that has empowered you. So we'll have a souvenir booklet, and so we're inviting people to call in, email us, and tell us who is that special person that has empowered you. If it's a parent, if it's your child, if it's someone that's mentored you, we want to know how you've been empowered.
And that way you'll have a lasting historical record of those who had that kind of experience.
Absolutely.
In our community.
And every 5 years we'll come back to that. And we'll see how that person has continued to empower you or how your life has been 5 years later.
So how do people get in touch?
You can get in touch with us calling us on the phone, 919-967-8779. Absolutely go like us on Facebook and then leave us a message. Or you can go to our website, find out more about Empowerment.
And what's your Facebook name?
Empowerment, Inc.
Empowerment, Inc.
Empowerment,
and just put that in that
put
search
that in
bar.
And it will come right up.
It'll come up. Okay, and they can communicate with you.
And absolutely, and we are interested. Of course, we're looking, reaching out for sponsors, but we want people who have been impacted by Empowerment, and I know that there are a lot of them still in the city, to please contact us. Share with us your stories of how we've empowered you, and then tell us how someone else has empowered you.
And this event will include a dinner also.
It absolutely does. Dinner and dancing. Dinner and
dancing. So you're going to have some music.
Yes, we are. And it'll be a local group, and I think everybody will like it a lot.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. As the executive director since what year you took over?
Since 2005.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness
it's been
gracious.
A while.
And you were working for Empowerment before you became the executive director.
I was. I came aboard Empowerment as a community organizer, which gave me a really interesting perspective. I have seen our neighborhoods change. I have seen my goal was to help the town understand that Northside wasn't just a little community, but it was a part of Chapel Hill. So I've had the
With a rich history.
Absolutely rich history. And again, it's nothing that we started. We're on the backs of people like Mary Norwood Jones, like Miss Gladys Pendergrass, like, you know, there are lots of people that we have been.
Miss Clark.
An extension of. Absolutely.
Yeah, can't forget
Rebecca
Ms.
Clark. Velma Perry, Lillian Lee, Howard Lee. They were very instrumental in the growth of Northside.
And when you were doing that, the executive director was someone who went on to be the mayor of Carrboro, right?
Yes. Well, initially it was Miles Pressler and then Mark Chilton. And Mark Chilton is the one that pulled me into it. And I have been there ever since.
Well, thank you so much for taking time from your busy schedule to come tell us about Empowerment and especially your event on November November the 13th.
November 12th.
Or 12th, I'm sorry, November the 12th, and you can go to the website. Excellent. So this is Nonprofit Showcase with Fred Black, 97.9 WCHL. Thank you.